WTEL podcasts are powered by Stanley Steamer Air Duct Cleaning, Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
And any reaction you've heard, Pam, or just overall your impressions on what has already transpired in Brussels?
Well, contentious is an understatement, Alan. And what you're seeing from diplomats here at the UN is just they shrug their shoulders. They can't figure it out. I mean, there's no question that all of this is shaking up the system, but where it ends is another question. The Washington Post said America first is America alone, and diplomats here are saying, well, you can't, you know, if you have too many enemies, then you're the problem. But what you are seeing in this Brussels is the part of a 7-day European trip that has no one has seen anything like it. Brussels, London, and Helsinki with NATO, then moving to London, then moving to the Russia summit with President Putin in Helsinki. But it started so contentiously, where it began with NATO calling other Trump members to double their military spending, talking about how we lose, meaning the United States, $151 billion in trade, and then claiming Germany was totally controlled by and as a captive to Russia about the oil deal and the Nord Stream 2 pipeline proposal. So what's going on is total bullying of the rest of the world, and particularly U.S. allies. And what they can't figure out is, why do you call Kim Jong-un honorable and seem to think it will be easy to deal with Putin, and then yell at all your friends?
And yet it's almost like a personality change. We hear about the Merkel-Trump meeting, and suddenly the president sounds more conciliatory.
Yes, except that after that and before the dinner, he tweeted out, what good is NATO if Germany is paying Russia billions of dollars for gas and energy? There are only 5 out of 29 countries that have met their commitment, and on and on. So, but what, here's, I'll show you, tell you something, Alan, that will fog your radar, and that is, even with all of the contention, along with 28 other heads of state, Trump did sign the 23-page NATO declaration. It was a draft, and it'll come out at the end, that reflects months of negotiations where he didn't sign the one where he seemed to be happy most of the time in Canada at the G7. So he is committing to all the things that NATO is now talking about in Iraq, a creation of a rapid reaction brigade by 2020, and increased defense spending. So hard to figure how this all plays into the world alignments. I mean, people are very worried. Diplomats are very worried about what this means. Is he trying to kill NATO, which sort of plays into Putin's hand, or is he trying to make it better?
Or keep everybody off balance for some elusive goal. All right. Thank you, Pam.
Okay, absolutely, Alan.
Good luck. CBS News foreign affairs analyst, resident UN correspondent Dr. Pamela Falk, live on WDEL from New York.